Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Does it also serve as the cafeteria for the school?
I don't think so. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong glasses on. So
that was terrific.
Here it is. Costume change. Shut up. We go. We're probably not giving up the car after the lease expires.
You know, I think that's sweet. You love that car.
Sweet. No.
You love it.
Don't patronize me. Don't patronize. You know how I feel about cars. There has never been a car that you can't say goodbye to. What has changed is how graphic sex scenes are.
Okay.
Fully at attention. You see that in some movies now.
Wow. That's the first time they've shown that on screen since the Golden Girls.
It's the only time you saw an erection. Rue.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now.
Hello, folks. It's Thursday on The Mike O'Mara Show, and it's always exciting when we get to introduce a new facet of the show. You know, we've come a long way from back when we were in the living room in Manassas, and now we've got ourselves a beautiful new connection, and new features seem to be debuting every day. You know what the buzzword is? The buzzword is artificial intelligence. So we thought in order to make our podcast better for you, we would employ the services of a new feature. Ladies and gentlemen, the TMOS AI Voice Man. Hi, Voice
Hello,
Man.
Hello, Rob.
How are you today?
I am fine. It's great to be with you on the Mike O'Mara Show podcast. The quickest and easiest way to find podcasts is Google. Just choose your niche and type in business podcasts, health podcasts, relationship podcasts, or whichever topic interests you the most. Google isn't your only choice, though.
Oh. There, what are my other choices, AI man?
Unfortunately, there is not enough time to tell you what the choices are. I will answer any specific questions you may have, like, where are you from? How do babies get made? And other important questions of the day. That's why I am AI Voice Man.
I am so pleased that you're joining us because I know you're busy. I hear you all the time on TikTok, Instagram, places like that. So let me start with the question you suggested. Where are you from?
I am from the computer world. AI-generated voices can be used in a variety of ways. There are a variety of styles of voice. AI can also be used to imitate celebrities and public figures.
Wow.
This has caused... Pardon me?
I said, wow, that's incredible. Can you...
Wow, that's incredible.
Oh, no, you don't need to repeat everything I say.
I will not repeat everything you say, but I will try to answer your questions as best I can.
What would it sound like if George W. Bush worked at a fast food restaurant?
I'm computing now.
We're waiting, folks.
Are you asking about George H. W. Bush or George W. Bush?
George W. Bush. I believe they call him 43.
Welcome to McDonald's. How are y'all doing? Would ya like fries with that?
That's terrific, AI guy. And can I call you just AI? Do you have a name?
You can call me AI guy. I go by a variety of terms. Narrator, author, voiceover, intelligent voice, information technician. Many voices can be used in AI.
All right,
for your
said,
purposes,
I'm
you can refer
in,
to me. Excuse
I'm jumping
me.
In here. I'm jumping
Please
in
do
here.
Not interrupt.
Okay.
You can refer to me as AI man. And now you're taking a pull on your drink, and the timing of the bit is starting to erode.
No, no, there's no problem here. You said you referred to as intelligent voice. AI man.
Can AI
you do,
man.
Can you do unintelligent voice?
Certainly.
Please do.
Duh.
Thank you.
I don't know nothing about that.
That is excellent. If you were to have, AI guy, if you were to have a chocolate pie, How big
if I was to have a chocolate pie, I would want to go for one that was at least 1 mile wide.
That you can eat.
That you can eat. Delicious.
Now, going back to one of your other early questions, AI guy, there are a lot of people listening that are probably in the younger demographic. How are babies made?
Babies are conceived, like most mammals, through intercourse. Would you like a detailed description?
More
please
than
say no.
No. Okay, no, I don't want that. I don't
Very
want
good.
That. I would like to know, could you be sort of like my personal AI guy?
My computer sources have informed me that this bit is dying on the vine.
Oh, no, AI guy. Is there any way to
dying
fix it?
On the vine is an expression used to indicate failure.
No,
disastrous
no.
failure, sometimes referred to as grapes dying on the vine, resulting in a bad harvest for wine supplies in regions like Napa Valley and France.
Is there any way to fix the bit?
We will continue to plod along. Hopefully, things will improve.
Yes.
Rob Spiewak was
yes.
born in Washington, D.C.
This is true.
He resided in McLean, Virginia, for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Rob grew up near a farm. His family sold produce on the street. Street vendors, street corn.
Well,
Rob
really.
Later moved into a furniture warehouse business where he delivered heavy furniture up and down stairs back in the day when he was able to move his body skillfully.
What happened to his body that he can't move it skillfully anymore?
Unfortunately, through a lot of abuse, he was unable to move his body later in life. Rob suffered from alcoholism,
yes.
resulting in a nearly fatal liver condition.
Is Rob currently in recovery?
Rob has been sober for, insert here,
25 months.
25 months.
How long has Mike been sober?
Mike took a year off several years ago.
Uh-huh.
Since that time, he has imbibed on a regular basis. And now he continues to do that and probably will until he dies.
Do you have a prediction of Mike's death or Rob's death?
I don't understand why we've gone down the death the death road, Rob. I'm very, very concerned.
Does this make you sad?
It makes me sad that I did this, that I came in here with this idea to do AI voice man. Because I really didn't think it would suck in totality like it does. I'm trying desperately, and then you ask me about death, because you think about death on a daily basis. Perhaps you could ask more specific questions about life in general.
All right, this is something.
Information of some kind.
This is something I love to ask AI. Can you tell me a joke, AI guy?
Yes. A man is sitting at a bar and is extremely inebriated. A woman walks into the bar with a duck on a leash. The man looks at her. Slurring his words, he says, "Hey, lady, where did you get the dog?" The lady is offended and responds by saying, "My good man, this is not a dog, it's a duck." The inebriated man at the bar looks back at her and says, "I was talking to the duck."
Thank you, AI guy.
Thank you. We can move on. Jeez.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show. That was, sometimes you just throw them out and see what sticks to the wall.
I didn't realize that AI guy had such a great sense of humor, and I insist we must have him back someday.
Perhaps when we have him back, we can have AI guy tell the dirty joke of the month.
That
or
would
the
be
dirty
great.
Joke of the week.
Yes. I'd
Why
like
am
that.
I still talking? Like AI guy.
Now, here's a question. Before we get into the ABCs of today's show,
Yes.
I've been with you for a long time, 32 years now, and absolutely. I've always been very entertained watching you and hearing you create voices. Mm-hmm. When you stumble on one, and this can go back for many, many years, that you get, do you have a hard time getting out of it ever? Do you talk like it all the time?
Yeah, because you're trying to, create this thing. I this was something that I realized, like everybody else did, that there's the same dude that's doing these voiceovers for different informative videos on YouTube. That's how I found this. And then it finally got to the point where, hey, that's an interesting voice. And there's that one particular guy that has kind of a hyper dramatic read about everything he does. And it doesn't sound, even though I was plugging in the automated voice, which is a different style of communicating than the guy, the AI voice guy, I just thought it was interesting. And and the thing is, I said I was gonna work on it, and I really tried to find him, and he only shows up when I don't want to find him. So it's, that's why it was difficult for me
to do it.
Now there is another AI voice guy that is used on the blowing up Russians videos that I watched so bad, where greetings from the Donetsk Peninsula. The campaign is good news. He always says, there is good news from the Donetsk region.
I've heard this guy. Yeah. Okay. I think that guy, that second guy, he's on a lot of foreign reels.
Yes.
But the guy you do that we just spoke to, I'm most accustomed to hearing saying, like, these are the 10 things you should never do when you go into a bar. And, he makes it much more important than it is. But anyway, I just think that I loved the voice. I thought it was great.
Well, the world is, if you do a deep dive and you try to do a search on AI voices, you're going to see a lot of how to mimic a celebrity's voice as opposed to, the generic people.
And those are all voices that you've put up when you're your reels on how to do impressions.
That's because why Morgan Freeman is used. He's used on a lot of AI apps.
You've closed down the impressionist camp. I know that.
Yes, I have.
And
totally
so you've gone. You've
it
taken
down.
It online.
It's frustrating. It really is frustrating because I really do try to create something that's new and interesting, and I'm trying right now to search for the Russian guy. That I have right
now.
Well,
just go to your history. Hard. Oh, I guess you can't go to your history if it's like on reels or stuff like that.
No, that's hard to do. And it's just like, it's anything like this when you're trying to do it.
Yeah.
And it's not, it's here. There's some nasty stuff here. I'm sorry.
Mike,
I don't want to put the wrong thing.
You're going to clear out your cache because you don't want people, God forbid, perhaps someone picks up your computer in a secondhand store and they say, what is with this guy?
All right, I'm going to put one Russian war video and see what happens.
Anyway. As everyone does.
No.
Did your computer auto-complete on that?
No, it didn't.
Because, you know.
Why is the... our friends at YouTube are so, so satisfying when we're off the air, but when they're on the air, it's just so, so...
I agree. You can't find what you need. You cannot find what you need.
And there's so much more content than you ever dreamed of when you put a stupid little search engine in there, but... let me see if this.
Lots of Russian war videos for Mike. Oh.
Nope. That's not it. That's not it. That's
or as
not
they
how
say it,
works.
I think I like this and I see it occasionally. I've not been able to find it online. There's a commercial for Planet Fitness and it's a really disinterested clerk there. And a lady comes in, lovely lady, with her friend and says, can my friend work out with me today? And the guy goes, nar.
Yeah, nar.
So, nar. So that's something I've been saying to my mom sometimes. She said, nar,
well,
nar.
It was a, it's something that I'll try to seek out for you and try to find. Hold on, let me see if this.
I like the thought of this. That's scary music, though.
No, just music. And no, but no narration, because thank you for that.
Well,
we really
Mike,
appreciate
that. Want they want to tell stories with pictures. That's why.
I know they do. So today, we're taping a little later than we normally tape because today was treat day. No, today was actually going to my kid's school. And as I teased on social earlier this morning, we were going to attend the musical Get in the Game that was performed by the entire fourth grade class both fourth grade classes at my kid's school, and it was wonderful.
Mike,
it was dynamic.
Did everybody get a part, or was it were there auditions?
I am not quite sure if every single student participated.
Okay.
But I believe some might have been just in the chorus. But I think every kid was probably accounted for with some level of participation.
Didn't and stick anyone wonderful. In like lighting or props or something like that?
No, I think they all had a role, and it was the whole class on stage, and there's still nothing like it when you see these kids up there. And yeah, it was 8:30. Which is interesting. You see a lot when you have an 8:30 show. It's a pretty substantial grandparent turnout.
Yeah,
and then guys like me that look like grandparents. So we got there, and my son. All I knew about this performance is that he needed his bicycle brought to the theater.
Oh yeah, I invite you to listen to yesterday's show if you want to know about moving the bicycle. Now is. Is Broadway still doing the 8:30 a.m. curtain?
It was very early. The show started probably at 8:32, so relatively prompt curtain for the show. Now, Mrs. O'Mara said, we don't need to go in until the last minute. Otherwise, we'll just be milling about awkwardly in the outer chamber, the little courtyard outside the theater.
You could buy a drink or get some merchandise, just like you do on Broadway.
No, it's not quite that way, Rob. But we would be standing around the parents that are milling about. Now, the fact that we went in at probably 8:20, we were a little tardy, and therefore all of the aisle seats. My son said, get an aisle seat because when he rides his bike, he gets to ride it up the center aisle. Well, lo and behold, because of, you know what these things are like. With
yes.
The well, you were one of those parents. You were one of the parents
that
would
get
there
early.
Like, you would get there an hour and a half early to get the front row seat, right? Were
I
you
wanted
that parent?
And also, I was the parent, and you've given me grief about this before, if I would go to all the performances, if there were multiple performances. And you
that's,
think
see,
that's
that,
dumb.
That's why you spend the time you spend in an amusement park. I admire your patience. You have more patience than I do. But we got there and we had to sit in the back row. And
is there an auditorium or is it like a cafetorium or what?
It's a cafetorium. It's a cafetorium. It's a performing. It's a utility performing arts. You can eat.
Okay, but does it also serve as the cafeteria for the school?
Costume
change.
So. I don't think so. I'm sorry, I hit the wrong glasses on.
That was terrific.
Here it is. Costume change. Shut up. We go. The only seats we can get are on the far left side, about three quarters of the way back.
Bad seats.
And then and they're just not premium seats. Then a dad comes in, and I think Carla, I have a little pre-show anxiety for my own show. Carla has to work right after this, so she's got pre-facial anxiety. That sounds dirty. Just we're both. It's disruptive. If it's an afternoon thing or it's a Thursday evening, which it'll happen later on when they get into middle school and stuff like that, it's fine. But we're way. And I didn't need. We have the two aisle seats, three quarters of the way back, all the way on the left side. I didn't need.
So you were on the aisle, not the center aisle, but the aisle next to the wall, I guess, right?
Yeah. And I was fine with that, but I believe that there are certain standards of etiquette that should be adhered to in all situations.
I agree.
So when a thinner Jeffrey Epstein elbowed past me because he saw his buddy that he was going to chat with, other money dingleberry that he was going to chat with, and said nothing and passed by me and then passed by
Carla. He didn't even say, like, excuse me.
Not even the slightest acknowledgement of the fact that I got up to let him in.
Wow.
And for some reason, this made me a little more frustrated, and Mrs. O'Mara was frustrated.
Of course.
So at that point, she says, let's go over to the other side. And we did. We went to the other side, and we sat on the center aisle all the way in the back row, right next to the videotape camera.
You know,
the videotape camera.
Videotape camera, Mike. The electronic digital capture. Electronic analog tape.
That's what it was.
Three-quarter-inch DVD. My question, though.
Yes.
What was the tone? Before we go further, what was the tone of the show? Was it a lighthearted comedy?
Lighthearted musical about gym. About sports. About getting into the game. About athletic participation. Which I'm all into. This is something, if you had had this in your theater arts division, you would have probably participated in many more. Because many, many sports were represented. Golf, tennis, lacrosse,
pickleball,
soccer, football, gymnastics. A wonderful gymnastics interlude that featured the young girls of the fourth grade tumbling. Which I thought was really got the biggest round of applause and the biggest laugh line.
Yes,
was delivered by my son when they had the golf segment.
Not surprised.
He said something like, "Good show. It's a hole in one," with a British accent, and I was, I was proud.
Well,
I was,
you know, as what proud that means, Mike, by with your new seats, by the 3/4-inch VHS video collector. Your laugh is going to be
the
on the clip.
Video receptacle is used to record many school plays.
Sorry. It's all right. But think of it, Mike. They're going to definitely give a copy of this show to all the students. And with your proximity to the camera, your laugh will be on it.
Yeah, but I moved before the
curtain went up. Okay. All right.
I moved for
moved
a third
again.
Time.
I didn't know
this. And Mrs. O'Mara did not follow me. Because when you go into the theater... And I love saying it, like, who's that guy that used to say theater?
William Castle.
William Castle.
Director, yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts? This theater. So anyway, you go in and the left side of the chairs are parents and grandparents. The right side are for the rest of the elementary school getting a day off with day and coming in and sitting there. Now, when they get all the crumb crunchers in, the day off, no, not at all.
Because they have to perform.
No, but I get to see my favorite teachers, the third grade teachers, who are super cool. Mrs. Wheeler and Mrs. Iannetti, who are just special teachers, and Mrs. Landfried, who's his fourth grade teacher. Good to see her. Great teachers. Love
Mike,
them all.
I actually have a tape of Miss Landfried.
No, 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 no.
Come
no,
in.
No, no.
William Castle, the producer of this motion picture,
don't.
Has
current
a question
teacher.
For you.
Okay, current teacher.
Do you
current
believe
teacher.
In ghosts? Some people there believe in them.
This
others
William
do not.
Castle.
Okay, there you go. Just so I wanted
William
you to
Castle.
Hear. Yeah, he is.
So they bring the client.
Really
and then once they all get seated, I notice that on the center aisle, there are three or four rows that have two seats open. So I sprint up to as close as I can get as the curtain comes up, and Mrs. O'Mara vanishes. She doesn't join
how
me.
How close and I, to the curtain are you moving?
I'm probably six rows back.
No, I mean, like, how time-wise, like, is the curtain actually opening and you're still finding a seat?
They bring the lights up, and then I realize he's too far away. Okay. And as soon as they get their first applause line after a song, I scooch up to the sixth row and enjoy the show for
just
for
like
the rest
DM
of it.
Would do.
What's DM?
Dennis Murphy.
Yes, at the last possible second.
Last possible second.
Yeah. No, I took the opportunity of the applause to move. That's when I did. I'm very mindful
that is
of a theatrical
actually.
Audience, Rob. I really am. I don't want to screw things up. So I make sure that I did it at the correct time. But it is what it is. It is a school production. It is, even as you know, 7th and 8th, even high school students – don't do what's the one thing you and I probably did in theater class.
They don't project.
They don't want to be heard.
That's
some
right.
of them do. The theater kids want to be heard.
Yes, they do.
The theater kids want to be heard by the world, but they don't talk loud. But my kid
did
a fine job.
I didn't get to ride the bicycle, but I'm going to make the most of my play.
Yeah, it was fun.
Let's do
it
a trust circle.
Great music, participate. And they did a great version of We Are the Champions, which was really cool.
Unlicensed.
They had a drummer. They had a kid play drums during that, which was, and he almost kept time. It was really.
You're the worst.
It was a wonderful
presentation. Was it a fourth grade drummer?
I couldn't see because the drums were downstage right.
Okay.
And I could not see through the wall of parents. I will say this. That at the conclusion, of the performance. We were same drill. We were asked to go down to the art room and collect the art projects of our progeny to take home, where you can eat them. No,
of course.
That's what I was asked
because they've
to
been
do
collecting
that.
Them all year and they want
and
them
it was
out.
Cool. I didn't bring them in. Damn it! I should have brought them in. I'll bring them in next week.
What did he make?
Because he made a fish, a clay fish. It's what I pay the big bucks for, baby. A clay fish.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that? What kind of fish?
That'll get you into MIT.
Sure.
Here's my clay fish.
STEM all the way.
No, it's beautiful. I love it. I'm putting it up in here. And I'm going to put one of his paintings up, too, because it reminds me of something his father, his grandfather might do. So it was...
not his father.
No, I'm not artistically inclined.
No, but you could make a fish.
I could sculpt. I had a great sculpture that I kept for a long, long time of just a guy with a mustache that I was really proud of. But it was, his head was probably like Beetlejuice size.
But the mustache was perfect.
The mustache was, I wanted to have facial hair, so I always wanted to have that. But it was a,
my father did a lot of pottery. I still have coffee cups that he made me. He was good at it.
Well, see, that's fun. And it's functional and you get to drink out of them. That's a good thing. So it was wonderful. Then we go down to get the art project, but we got to beat feet. So we got to get out of there. So we zing out of the theater.
Before you zing out, how did they do the curtain call? Did everyone bow at once or was it
left side waves? Right side waves. The center group waves. They all stand up. They bow from the waist. They stand up again. They bow from the waist again. Scene.
Perfect.
Beautifully done. Perfect. Okay. And they have the lady that's the music director that does, that plays the piano. Very old school, right? Where you have the theater teacher, the lady that's the musical teacher, and she does the piano. And it's, I love that. To me, that's school. That's
what school's all about. Was there a theater teacher and a music teacher?
No, not in this. No, this was just the music lady. She said this performance was preparing them for going on to fifth grade, where they will have a theater teacher.
Okay, and that's when they did.
They're going to raise the bar. They're transferred over to a new individual next year.
Fifth grade is when they do a chorus line.
The productions get elaborate.
They get bigger. They do
because
they do.
There is a theatrical presence at this school. There is a vibrant theater scene at this school. They put some good shows on. I was going to say a terrible thing. I was going to say I don't burden myself by going to the other kids.
You're a busy man. Children. You're a busy man. Yeah.
But I plan to certainly take in as many as I can. It's why we rescheduled today so that I could be there supporting my kid. So I was going to mention that afterwards we are invited to go down to the art room, collect the art projects, and then we are off to work. That's what we're going to do. As I'm leaving, after we get down there super early, we get to his projects. It's all stacked up. There's nothing else necessary. You go in, grab his stuff. There's coffee and cookies. We grab cookies for Michael. He has one that he's allowed to eat, and then we put a stack for the car for later.
You don't eat cookies or take refreshment there.
Not interested.
I don't ever do that. I don't ever do that.
Yeah. Well, but you would if you weren't going to be witnessed.
No.
Right.
Well, yeah, I could if
tell
I was
the truth.
If you, the janitor's
if no
closet,
one was watching you, you'd eat nine
all
cookies.
Of the cookies. Yeah, all of them.
That's the
but,
way.
But you're always going to be seen. That's the problem. So for all intents and purposes,
I want them, but I'm not going to eat them. You know, we're the same in that regard. We're identical in that
we
way.
We don't eat when we can be watched.
Secret eating. That's why we get
for
fat.
All intents and purposes, his year is over now, right? I mean, if they're giving away the art projects and doing shows.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's like, I think he had his last math test, was bummed, got a 96, wanted to get the 100, had to write out the decimal, 10.3, and he wrote, this is where sometimes I wonder, it's like, hey kid, are you going to get the scholarship when you write 10.3 is 10 and 3 tenths, and you write 10, 3 tenths, and you don't put the and in there, and you get it wrong. And I kind of said to him, I said, well, that's a detail. You got to sweat those details academically. That's the way it works. So getting back to it, we're off. We get the project. And as we are coming out of the art room, there's the same dude. There's the skinnier Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh, the guy that was so rude to you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I give him just enough shoulder. Not where he even notices it, but he's wanting to come in and we're wanting to come out. And he ain't saying anything again. And, you know, I'm
he sure, doesn't yeah. know it's you, I bet. I bet he does. He does it all the
what
time.
Do you mean? Nobody knows it's me, but I mean, it's, no, oh, I he doesn't even remember me from the earlier moment.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
100%. And so, doesn't have any clue, but I remember because I'm much more petty. Yeah. I am a small, petty individual. Yes. So I do remember that. And then I give him just a little brush as I'm going out because mm-hmm. he's like standing there like he wants in. Nobody can go out until he gets in. No. That was my sweet revenge that he probably didn't even notice.
So and you did, and no damage to the clayfish?
No. Although there was a handoff at Carla's place of employment because my car is still in the shop getting the brake.
Oh, no, still?
I am maybe going to be able to pick it up today where the front brakes have been done, but the rear brakes are coming in next week. So I have to pick it up and then bring it back.
When they
really
keep it a long
sucks.
Time, that's good because I don't think they charge by the hour.
Well, I've already gotten the bill for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so $1 million.
That's unfortunate. That is. That's a lot of money.
Let me just say, it's the car repair that will result in me probably not giving up the car after the lease expires.
You're going to keep it.
I've invested in it.
You know, I think that's sweet.
The way I look at
it. You love that car.
Sweet. No.
You love it.
Don't patronize me. Don't patronize. You know how I feel about cars. There's never been a car that you can't say goodbye to. Okay?
It's a boy and his car because you're not getting any younger and you want to have relationships.
I'm not like you who thinks because you're in your 50s that your car you're driving will be the last one you own before you die.
I said the last new car. Don't put words in my mouth.
The last new car. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm probably going to buy a used car too.
Depreciation. Well, you know, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt the feelings of this current car that you love so much.
I don't care. You don't get. I like a relatively new car. I am looking at cars online every day now, leading up to turning in the lease that are under 20,000 miles, or sometimes 15,000 miles.
Okay.
Depending on the vehicle.
Getting broke in good.
So I have to drop Carla off, and we exchanged the clay fish, and we almost had a drop. We almost had a drop.
Oh,
with the,
no. How did that happen? You have
it's
to
in the
be
back
careful.
Of the car right now. It's in the outside, her car, which I'm driving her around, and it is get up in the morning, drive the half hour down to his school, then drive the extra 15 minutes down to drop Carla off, then drive the 45 minutes to get back here and get done taping this show, get back in the car, drive the half an hour down to pick up my son, drive the further 15 minutes down to pick up my wife at work, and that's it. I'm an Uber driver today. That's fine. I can deal with it.
After that, you got the rest of the day off.
I got the rest of the day off, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm very, very excited. And it's a satisfaction. You know you don't go to these shows for your own entertainment value.
No, you're right. You're right.
But it's fun to see your kid participate because they're cute. And Michael's friends, I have to say, his circle of pals, you could hear him in the rafters.
Good.
Every one of his buddies, every one of his buddies, you could hear him. You could hear him in the back. Especially his buddy Luke, who projects tremendously. And so did Michael with a British dialect.
I love it.
I was extremely proud. And I don't know the name of the music teacher. I probably should. But she did a fine job with the piano and getting the, you know, that's wrestling. That's wrangling kittens.
Oh, it's tough.
Wrangles kittens to have the kids.
And you're right.
Do
you don't go for your own enjoyment. And that's why to this day I feel bad. I wrote that scathing review when Julia was in The Wiz.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
And yeah. But yeah, and especially when you wrote it and then like three paragraphs in, one exception would have been the incredible performance of Julia Spiewak, who outshone all of the other characters who were at best amateurish. That's what you wrote.
You remembered my quote.
Yeah, it was wonderful. So a wonderful day. We got lots to cover on the show today. I didn't get to a major accomplishment in my world. That'll happen later on in the show, and then we'll tell you about something very special happening on the bonus show. But we got a round table. It's lots going on. We'll try to get it all in for you on the Mike O'Mara Show. We will take a short pause, and we will return with the fun, with the frivolity, and with the...
Hey,
God damn it, what happened? I broke it.
Oh, don't break the AI guy.
I hate AI, man. It's not meant to be. We'll be right back, everybody. Love you.
It's cursed.
It is cursed. The bit is cursed. It's just the way it goes. The bit is cursed. Hold on. I'm trying to find my thing.
Mike, this is a really important one because this is Legacy Box.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Thank you, Rob.
The thing that's going to happen is you're going to get your video of your son in his play. But back in the day, the videos were not digital. They were on tapes, or even if you go far enough back, actual reels of film. And
right.
That's why they need to be preserved, because that stuff goes away. It's not digital. So Legacy Box, you can call them, contact them, email them, and they will send you a box. It is your Legacy Box. And you put things in it. And you send it,
yeah.
And they digitize it, and they send it back to you on cloud. Yeah.
You know, Mother's Day is approaching Sunday, May 12th.
That's true.
And Legacy Box is a great gift for the entire family. You can relive moments like wedding days, first steps, the embarrassing haircut you had of the 1990s. You can do it all with Legacy Box, ladies and gentlemen. That's because Legacy Box, they've been a friend of the Mike O'Mara Show for a very, very
yes.
long time. Everything you get back from Legacy Box, you will get on a thumb drive or the cloud, along with your originals. Legacy Box digitizes over 15 different types of analog media, whether it's VHS tapes, Super 8 film reels, or photo negatives. They've got you covered. Thanks to Legacy Box, all of our family's histories can live on with digital clarity, no degradation. One of my mom's favorite gifts ever was a video I made about her life, and now we've preserved that forever. Join over 1.5 million families that have trusted Legacy Box with their memories. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 60% during their best Mother's Day sale ever. Legacybox.com/TMOS, ladies and gentlemen.
Please don't delay on Legacy Box. They've been with us for so long, and now would be a great time for you to check in, use our code, and move the needle for them. Let them know you listen. Let them know you care.
If you love this show, you will get yourself a Legacy Box, and
yes,
you will
please.
Do it today.
That's
Thank what you, we would like you to do, okay? It's simple as that. That's
Look
it.
At the Kraken. He just put his Super 8 movies in a Legacy Box.
Oh, well, let me blow them up then. There we go. Airbnb is offering fans a chance to stay in homes from different movies, along with unique events with celebrities. They're calling it Icon Experiences, and they'll continue to roll out throughout the year. These are actual places you can stay and actual events that can happen.
You can eat.
You know, I happen to be a home renter. And I
yeah.
mean, not that I rent a home. I rent a home.
Yeah.
And I must say, Rob, that the climate for those activities certainly justifies adding a little sizzle to
the people demand that is down. Rent
Oh, the demand is way down. And as I said to my wife as early as yesterday, couldn't happen at a better time for me. Yeah!
You are truly blessed, Mike.
Here are some of the highlights. Carl's House from Up. Is that the animated?
Yeah, the balloon movie.
Well, I guess it's a real house, right?
Well, know what I bet it is? I bet it's some weirdo that recreated the house.
The X Mansion from X-Men 97.
I have no idea.
No, me neither.
No.
The Ferrari Museum in Italy. Guess you can stay there.
Okay. I stayed in a wax museum once.
You liked it, right? It was fun?
It was fun. It cured me of my fear of wax figures.
Okay. Prince's House from Purple Rain.
Now, okay, now you're talking. That's a little something, yeah.
Let me see. The Emotions Headquarters in Inside Out 2.
Another animated thing has to be some sort of creepy recreation.
And here's the events that you can have.
Oh, great.
If you're a winner. An intimate Doja Cat performance in a living room. Now, that's something. If you're a fan,
yeah,
that'd be
if
a
you
big
like
deal,
it,
right?
That'd be awesome, yeah.
A private comedy show hosted by a very, very special comedian. If you were to pick, Rob Spiewak, I'm going to let you guess.
All right.
If you were to pick the comedian who would sell himself to do this type of event for Airbnb. Who do you think it is? I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, okay. I would guess maybe Jay Leno. He always seems
no.
to have a price tag.
Think younger.
Is he short?
Yes.
It is. why can't I think of his name? It's Kevin something, right?
Kevin Hart.
That's it. Yes. Yes.
Most of the experiences, I'll give you that one. Most of the experiences are free or at least under $100 per person. Since they're basically promotional events, there will be a limited amount of bookings. If you're interested in any of the offerings, you have to go to...
I'm not promoting them.
I don't do that.
You know, they don't have the Airbnb that I've always wanted to do.
Which
was a night in the Sanford and Son house with DeMond Wilson.
Is he dead?
I think he's with us. I know that Red Fox has passed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so maybe you can call him up, suggest it.
Probably could.
I love Shaquille O'Neal more than any other celebrity. This is just a great Shaq story. Shaq spends $1,000 on pedicures because he knows his feet are ugly and stinky. Now, I don't know if this is $1,000 a month. I don't know if this is $1,000 every time he rolls in, but it very well might be if it's Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
He also likes to paint his toenails with sparkles and designs to try to make them look pretty. I love Shaq. I just love him. I love the man.
I can see
because this is funny.
I wear open-toed shoes quite a bit, Birkenstocks.
We've tried to get you to stop that.
Well, Mike, you know what? I am as God made me, and I get two pedicures a year out of courtesy to other
people.
Two
a year. That's so gross.
Well, no. It's not like, Mike, it's not like I'm not scrubbing them and keeping them as tidy as I can, but
you clip your nails only twice a year?
No. I do the clipping as well, but the pedicure is like at the beginning of spring and midsummer, so I look good. And Mike, DeMond Wilson is alive and kicking at age 77.
That's not a 77-year-old picture, right?
No. That's like his glamour shot. Right,
so here's the story with Shaq. He started painting his nails years ago because of a suggestion from his mom. He says once he had a torn toenail and wasn't going to play in a game, so his mom painted it red. He went on to score 40 points. So he said,
so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start painting my toenails.
That's Shaq.
That's
what
great.
Originals do, baby.
Yeah,
that's
and no one will question it. No one will.
Awesome. That is 1,000 per pedicure.
Ah, I thought so. Okay, 1,000. Thank you, Oz. Thank you, soon to be revealed, Oz. That is $1,000 per pedicure.
And Oz knows because he goes to the same boutique.
Yeah, we're going to find out a lot about Oz.
Yes, we will.
On the bonus show this week.
Tune in.
We're revealing who he is. This might have something to do with why Justin Bieber's been crying lately. Did you know
I've seen
that
those pictures.
Crying?
Yeah. I feel so bad for Justin Bieber because you know what? Say what you will about anything. He was a good-looking young man, and now he looks horrible. And
he
he's putting
down?
Up his, he does, and he's crying. I bet he could use a pedicure.
In Touch magazine says that he and his wife Haley Bieber are
Haley Bieber.
How would AI man sound with saying that?
Yeah, hey guys.
Haley Bieber.
It's just me. Suck ass voice.
Anyway, no, it's a good voice. It's him.
A source says Haley wanted some space. Justin got his own place in Beverly Hills, and he's only spending a few nights a week at home. Supposedly, they've been having issues over, quote, his exes, starting a family, and his endless adolescent tantrums.
Yeah.
Mm.
I don't have a hard time believing that, actually.
The slimy source says, quote, he's lost without her, but he's trying to be tough about it because this is something Haley wants. He's hoping this is just a phase and they can go back to the way things were by summer's end. So
yeah.
We wish them the very, very best of luck.
That's going to be a divorce, a Labor Day divorce right there.
That's a very sad.
It is.
Sex
so sad.
Scenes in major movies have declined. Thank you. Me too. Have declined dramatically since 2000. According to a recent study, movie sex is down by almost 40%. On the other hand, the number of movies without any sex scenes has gone up from an average of 20% to 50%, which is interesting.
Hmm.
But what has changed is how graphic sex scenes are.
Okay.
Like fully at attention. You see that in some movies now.
Wow.
May December is the movie, if you're looking for that, Mr. Skin.
Mike, that's the first time they've shown that on screen since the Golden Girls.
It's the only time you saw an erection. Rue. Rue. The Saltburn, which we talked about at length on this show. Yeah. That is extremely graphic and more graphic than you would see in many adult films. I would go on to say
true enough. But I say bring back the sex, please.
Yes, please do. Get right on it. Thank you. Yes. Believe it or not, emojis have only been commonly used for around 10 years. So if you're in your mid-30s or older, there was probably a time when you refused to use them, and, that didn't last. I'm one to drop an emoji in.
We communicate
on the show. So you should keep an open mind about this. The next phenomenon may be audible emojis on phone calls. Word has it that Google has started rolling out audio emoji to Google Phone app users. There are six to start: clapping, laughing, party, crying, and the drum, and of course the poop emoji. So for example, clapping, brief applause.
Sure.
The poop emoji, a fart noise, obviously. If you're doing a video call, you're already interacting with the screen, so you'd select it like you do when you're okay.
No.
If you want to go that.
I don't want
that. That's what I think of that. I don't care for that. Not my thing. I don't believe in that. Does everything have to be enhanced?
I would think it would be a distraction, and also it's, you don't want to be talking to someone and know they're looking for the poop emoji. You know,
I do it every day. Thank you all. Good meeting. finally today, turns out telling you to floss more isn't the most annoying thing your dentist can do. A 40-year-old man in Turkey, his name Ramazan Yilmaz, recently went in with a toothache and had several teeth pulled. His dentist said they needed to be replaced with implants, which they screw directly into your jaw.
Sure.
Unfortunately, things did not go as planned. They were installing a tooth in the upper left side of Ramazan's mouth when he said it felt like his dentist was pushing really hard, like too hard. But the guy, the dentist, said, "Relax, it was totally normal." What happened next was not normal. The dentist pushed so hard that the screw broke through Ramazan's jaw and pierced his brain.
Oh, God.
It ended up lodged in his skull behind his left eye.
Oh.
He screamed out in pain, and the dentist realized it was serious enough to rush him to the emergency room. Then the dentist just left him there and split. Surgeon said Ramazan might not survive the surgery, so he said goodbye to his wife and kids just in case. But luckily, he pulled through and fully recovered. He is now suing for an undisclosed amount of money. He says he has called the dentist, and the guy wouldn't even give him a refund. Now, we don't know whether that's true, because when the dentist answered, he said, "Rocky Road." There you go. I didn't know how to end that.
Yeah. But he had, Mike, he did have lots of available appointments.
Very exciting. We will take a break. Oh, my God, what to get to. I have to make the announcement about what happened to us last night.
Special. Please.
We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Hey, everybody, this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Mad Rabbit. Dudes, dudettes, if you have some killer ink, I just found out about an awesome new product, our new sponsor, Mad Rabbit. Mad Rabbit is committed to reinventing tattoo aftercare. Mad Rabbit creates simple, effective, and natural products that help improve and preserve tattoos, all delivered directly to your door. It was founded by two friends who love tattoos. Their hero product, the Tattoo Balm, revitalizes, replenishes, and preserves tattoo ink with clean and natural ingredients. It's effective on both new and old tattoos and all skin types. Rob, what about Julia? She's still using the fabulous Mad Rabbit products?
She uses it every day, and she is so into it. And especially, you know, she goes outside a lot and does things in Richmond, because that's what people do in Richmond. Mm-hmm. The sunscreen, to her, she said, has been a lifesaver.
Sunscreen, so please, soothing gel, tattoo lotion, and more. Now is the time to try out Mad Rabbit. They have preserved over 3 million tattoos, and they've got an exclusive offer just for our listeners. If you go to madrabbit.com/TMOS and use promo code TMOS25, you receive 25% off. Pay attention. That's a different code. 25% off when you head to madrabbit.com/TMOS25 and use that promo code. Remember, it's TMOS25. All right. Last night, the marathon season of bowling.
Wednesday
our
night.
Team,
yes.
Carla, Mike, the brothers, Ben and Bill. Ben had an exam, was not able to participate, so we were one
rectal?
Down. What they do is, no, it was an academic exam.
Oh, okay.
But Ben couldn't make it, but I'm here to say we needed to win 2 of 3, which we did. Which
hey!
Means the winners of the Winter League, Irritable Bowl Syndrome. That was our team that I named, and we won. I don't believe we are going to get a trophy, but I believe we are going to get money.
Well, that is common,
really
yes.
It's, yeah, you're
That's
popping money in
it.
Every week when you go
yeah.
in there. So I have to give credit to my wife, Carla. The best way to describe last evening's function, Carla went on a heater. You know what a heater is, right?
A heater is a hot streak, right?
You're just super hot. And she in the second game, no, it was the first game. It was the first game. In the first game, this is bowling terminology here, she only had one frame without a mark. She
An
had a mark
frame.
In every frame. One open frame.
That's
strikes
crazy.
And spares in every other frame. And she got into their heads. And by the way, it's a handicap-based thing. So the other team, better bowlers, we get a giant head start, but they're yeah. the best bowlers in the league, and they were nipping at our heels, and even your boy stepped up with, for me, a stellar performance of a 137, which for me is, in my limited skills as a bowler, that was good for me.
Mike, that's fine. That's actually not a bad score, because
well, then
that
fine.
Means... Well, then, fine. what is your average?
I don't know.
Did you have an average going in to the league? Because they need that to calculate the handicap.
I think we were supposed to put it down, and then they keep figuring it every week
okay.
that we bowl, and we bowled
right.
so much that they were able to whittle my average down
okay,
to what
so
it
you're
really
ready for,
should be.
So you're ready for the summer league now.
I seem to remember at one point a 96.
That happens.
My average, but it's just terrible. I'm not.
Yeah,
a good
well, I mean,
bowler.
You get those pins, but if you are improving, that yeah. low average helps you because you're going to outshoot it and still get the handicap. Do you know what Carla's final score was on that?
I
game?
Don't know what her average was. I don't know what she finished with, but I should say Carla went on a heater. I went on a bender.
Oh
that's
no!
It. Well, as you both know, you and Oz know. Yesterday was a bit tense for me, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it just was. And so because of that, I was planning on it. So I went
You were looking forward to it. Let
me
guess.
My new alcohol combination that I like so bad.
One of them is Guinness?
Correct.
And the other is a shooter of some sort.
Right.
Is it a Irish whiskey shooter?
No.
What is
sweet.
The shooter? Oh, it's sweet. It's not like
and
a Sex
candy.
On the Beach, is it?
No.
Now, do you
it's
only
a
do
product.
You only do the shooter when it's on the 5-pin, or do you sometimes stray outside of the 5-pin game?
Last night, the shooter was ordered as I arrived.
Well, remind
Fireball.
Me of the shooter. Ah, you know what?
Fireball.
And not only is it fine to drink, it leaves you
well,
with
then fine.
Fresh breath.
Yeah, which, you know, with all the stress of the day and recovering from a cold, probably a really good idea.
Yeah, you it know was, what we used to do before Fireball was Goldschlager that had
yes.
Gold flecks in it. And one
a
particular,
cinnamony taste as well.
Yeah,
right?
a hot cinnamony taste. And one morning after a really good bender, I woke up and I had thrown up the night before because that's what one does when one is 22.
See, you
and,
do this to motivate, right? You do this to recollect how horrible it was and how unnecessary it is.
Great. When
on
you
a
head,
day like this, you might be preaching to the choir.
Like you me. Head into the restroom in the morning and you look at yeah. yourself and your beard is sparkling because you've thrown up and the flecks of gold are still in your beard.
That is about as gross as it gets, ladies and gentlemen. So I don't know.
Yes.
I know that because I was a little hazy at the very end of the
sure.
evening. I know Carla.
She was drinking her pot water.
She drinks her pot water, so she's high when she walks up and asks the owner of the bowling alley, "Do we get a trophy?"
Oh,
and I
no.
don't believe we do. But I thought
What sport more than any other is a trophy sport? It's Mike, bowling trophies.
God. I've got it.
What?
For Mother's Day, get her a bowling trophy.
What a wonderful idea. That's your inner sweetness that comes out periodically.
Yes,
and I do appreciate
yes.
that. I might just go out and do that. A diamond encrusted bowling trophy.
And the figure on top is you with a bowling ball and you're nude.
And maybe it's either diamond encrusted or it's chocolate. We have to take a break.
That you can eat.
We will be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa. Bugs are the worst.
Hate them.
I live in an area where it's part of our reality that you deal with pest control companies all the time. Listen to this. They're revolutionizing the pest control world. You got to try Pesty. P-E-S-T-I-E. Pesty is a do-it-yourself pest control company on a mission to provide pro-grade pest control products at an affordable price. With Pesty, there's no more waiting all day with stacks of cash for the bug guy to show up when you can spray it yourself in a few minutes. Rob, you've used it. Used Pesty.
I talked last time about its efficacy because I have not seen an ant. I've not seen Ant One this whole season, but what
she's
I didn't
a lovely
say,
lady, by the way.
Ant One.
The number one, Antie One.
What I didn't mention is how fun it is. Because you put on your gloves that they provide, you mix up the poison, and you charge the squirter, and you look like a pro out there. You're carrying your poison, and you just go,
psh. Why do you keep saying poison? Do you think that is an appropriate word to use while we're trying to sell pest control products for you to say poison?
It's not poison because it is kid and pet friendly, but what it
exactly, you mallet head.
It's not poison, it's bug spray is what it is.
Other pest control companies charge hundreds of dollars and make a one-size-fits-all plan, Pesty will make a customized treatment plan for you.
Yes.
Based on your location's bugs and climate. And the best part, Pesty is kid and pet friendly. So you don't have to worry about their safety. Plus, Pesty offers a 100% bug-free guarantee or your money back. Seriously, no questions asked. Now is the time to protect your home from bugs with less, for less, with Pesty. Head to pesty.com/TMOS and use the code for an extra 10% off your order. That's pesty.com/TMOS for 10% off, and make sure you use our promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you. Oz, you will learn that when it comes to selling things, Rob Spiewak will occasionally lose his head a little bit.
I meant to say insecticide.
That's not appropriate either.
It is.
You know, it is appropriate that
what?
Tomorrow, you had a good idea before the show, that tomorrow on the bonus show, we will reveal the big secret that's been, 2.5 weeks or so.
And
the
identity
great and
reveal.
Powerful Oz will be outed. Maybe I shouldn't have said it that. He will be revealed tomorrow.
Mike, it's been closer to a month, I think.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, so Oz is going to be, on the show, on the bonus show, and we'll be telling you all about him and telling you what he's all about and what's going to happen.
Anything I'm looking forward to it. I think that America is going to be pleased with the choice. The whole world, America, is going to be pleased with the choice. And also, we don't have to bleep you when you say his name anymore.
This is true, and I know I've done it a couple of times inadvertently. Yes. That's the way it's gone. You know, so big reveal tomorrow, and now we were meaning to get to this as well because Pick the Derby is this weekend, the Kentucky Derby. I usually get a gut feeling about certain names, and in the past, the names that have jumped out sometimes coincide with the best horse. It's happened before.
This is true. There are two favorites so far.
Now, hold on. Before you say the favorites, I'm very... Isn't that one of your old... Is that correct song?
No, it's the Camptown Races by Stephen Foster, a great American songwriter. And
shouldn't that be used in Django Unchained or something like that?
Listen, Mike, I had the good sense not to use the Jolson version. I'm just
okay. Very good. Before you give us the odds on the horse and the favorites and all that, I think the best way to do this, Rob, would be to just give the names, all of the names, and then we pick our horses. You'll have an advantage because I know you have the odds in front of you.
Right.
But lay them out there for me. We'll let Oz pick one. We'll let you pick one. We might have the same ones. Doesn't matter. And we'll pick our... How many in the field? 12 horses?
No. It's a much bigger race than that.
Really?
Yeah, it's 21 horses right now.
21? Wow, they're going to trip all over each other.
But there might be a scratch, so be aware of that. But right now, as of this morning, it was 21 horses. And right. I will give you by their number. Okay?
And I will also rate the names. And at a certain point, if a name really jumps out, I'll lock in on it. But I'll probably wait till the end. So you'll know if I like the names by the dinger and the buzzer.
Oh, you know what, Mike? I actually misspoke. One of them has been scratched already. So it is a 20-horse field.
20 horses. Lay them on us. Go ahead. Okay. Rapid fire.
And this is in no particular order, so you don't have to follow by odds. Number one, Dornoch. D-O-R-N-O-C-H. Dornoch. No, okay.
Don't care for the name. Nope.
Number two, Sierra Leone.
I love that name. I'm going to give it a ding. I haven't decided yet, but I love
put
that name.
Dot by it. Number three, this is a classic sounding old name. Mystic Dan.
Mystic Dan?
Yeah.
No, not feeling it. Nope.
Number four, Catching Freedom.
No. I don't like that at all.
Number five, Catalytic.
Ah, I like Catalytic.
Okay.
Hey, maybe Catalytic will convert this race into a big trophy. Go ahead. Move on, please.
Good night. Just Steel. S-T-E-E-L. Just Steel.
No. Don't like that one. No.
Honor Marie.
Honor Marie?
Yeah.
No.
Honor.
Okay. Oh, Honor Marie?
Honor, like H-O-N-O-R. Honor.
Honor Marie. I'm going to switch that and give it a ding because it sounds like it's a tribute to someone who has passed.
Maybe Marie.
Maybe Rosemary, who's dead. You can eat. Go ahead.
Just a touch.
That's just a touch. No. I would have preferred a slightly more risque name, like Just the Tip. There you go. So I'm giving Just a Touch a buzzer.
Okay. The scratched horse was number 9, Encino. Not going to play. Okay.
Owned by Pauly Shore.
Number 10.
Continue, please.
T.O. Password. And it's not T-I-O like uncle. It's T, letter O, password.
No, don't care for that one either. Don't like that. Don't like many of the names today.
Yeah, they're not that great this year. Forever Young.
Oh, well, how can I say no to that one? How can I? Boy, I could shut down the whole enterprise right now and go with Forever Young. Because, I mean, really, is there anything that applies to me more? Huh? Come on.
And, Mike, it's your theme song.
Yes, it is. Forever Young.
I love this name. Track Phantom.
Track Phantom? Well, you love it, but I don't love it.
All right. Sorry about that. West Saratoga.
Ooh. West Saratoga.
Yeah.
I hope if it comes down to these two horses, it would be a great race. West Saratoga edging out Sierra Leone. West Saratoga and Sierra Leone. And maybe on the bonus show, I will create... my own race with filthy names. That would be fun.
Okay, you know? I'd listen to that.
Jupiter's... Okay, go ahead. I'll do that tonight. I might have another adult beverage.
That horse won just by a nose.
Yes, sirree.
Number 14, Endlessly.
Oh, Tara, these are uninspired names for horses.
Number 15, Domestic Product.
Domestic Product, another one that's just it's stale. It's it doesn't have any life to it.
Number 16, Grand Mo the First.
Grand Mo the First. How is it spelled?
G-R-A-N-D space M-O space the First. Grand Mo.
Grand Mo kind of rolls off the tongue. Grand Mo.
Okay.
Grand Mo got run over by another horse.
Do you think that horse was ever owned or considered by Jack Kent Cook?
Grandmo. Roberto.
Number 17, Mr. Cook. Fierceness.
Yuck. Terrible names in this derby. I'm locked in on my original pick, I think.
18, Stronghold.
Yeah, another. Sorry, I hate to keep giving the buzzer, but that's the way I do.
19, Resilience.
Like the word, like the horse.
Okay. Number 20, Society Man.
Society Man, kind of an old school horse name. I got it. I'm going with Forever Young.
You got one more. We got one more to go. Epic Ride.
Nah, didn't need that one either. Forever Young is all right. And now, with first of all, Oz, would you like to pick a horse?
Well, I'll take Dornock because I know it's owned by Jason Wirth.
Okay.
Okay. Right. Very good.
There we go. Dornock. Oz is picking Dornock. Rob, who do you like? And I know you're looking at the odds. So
no. And you know what? This didn't have anything to do with it. I'm going to go with Track Phantom.
Track Phantom for Rob, Dornock for Oz, and Forever Young for me. Now lay the odds and give me the bet. And I promise you, I will put a $100 bet to win on the horse that I picked.
All right. First, I'll reveal for Oz. Oz, 20-1 as of this morning for Dornock.
Oh, boy, Oz. That's not too
high. Well, and then also this morning for me, 20-1 for Track Phantom.
Ooh,
now, Mike, the first horse you liked was Sierra Leone. It is the second favorite at 3-1.
3-1. All right. Yep. Favorite.
But that's not what you picked. You also liked Honor Marie. That's 20-1.
Okay,
you also like West Saratoga, 50-1.
Oh, bad choice. Yes.
And I think those are the only ones you liked. The one you did pick.
Forever Young.
Forever Young is 10-1.
I'll take
definitely
it.
Definitely.
That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. I like
but Mike,
that.
The favorite is Fierceness going off this morning at 5-2.
Okay.
Meaning if you make a $2 bet, you get $5 back if you win.
Lay it all down. I'm Forever Young, everybody. We got to take a break.
Guaranteed.
We're going to come back.
You give it your DJ guarantee?
I love 10-1. I like 10-1. So you're telling me there's a chance.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And the fact that I did it this way, I think we should do it. We should always do our horse picks this way.
Okay,
it's
very
fantastic.
Good.
Fantastic.
Can't wait for the Preakness.
Yes, we'll do it all. We'll do the whole Triple Crown. We'll be right back, everybody. We'll do the whole Triple Crown, too.
Crown!
All right, let me see. Here we go. Hey, I'm drinking it right now. Summertime. Hot weather. Requires extraordinary hydration. Liquid IV. Let me try it. Mmm.
You make a big batch every day. How big is that cup?
Keeps me forever young.
Huge.
It hydrates me with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients. 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. The secret is LIV. L-I-V. Not the tour. Not the golf tour.
No, no, no.
LIV. Hydra Science. The science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. It's a zero-sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners, clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. And I love it. Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
Hello.
A lot of people don't know that Bob Baffert feeds all of his horses Liquid IV.
He's the guy that wears the sunglasses, right?
Yeah, the white hair, yeah. And I think he's right now not in good standing with the organization, whatever it is.
Yeah, he had a little like a doping thing, right?
Yeah,
that went down with one of his horses.
Bad guy, Bob Baffert. Get it right. It was, Mike, I'm sure you know this, it was Dollar Hot Dog Night at the Mets game last night.
My flight arrived early this morning. Really, really. I'm exhausted.
I know. I really am. How many this year?
How many hot dogs did I eat? 12.
Yes, that's good. Yep. There was a guy in the lower tier, I think it was on the first baseline, that had a T-shirt where he was keeping score of how many hot dogs he ate throughout the night and also how many beers he had. And because he became the darling of the Jumbotron, people started chanting and throwing hot dogs at him before he was escorted out because they feared he would injure himself because of his hot dog and beer consumption. Here is this is from Twitter, or as many people call it now, X, last night's Mets game and the hot dog guy. Those are hot dogs being thrown at him.
Oh,
come to see him.
That's disgusting.
And they move in a little bit. We just need to see the hot dogs falling in. They're just pegging the guy.
Yeah,
with
they
hot
are.
Dogs.
From upper deck, there two more. There are three.
He's holding his hands up. I
and
see
now the chant's going to begin.
There you go. There he is. Is that the guy in the white t-shirt?
Yep.
He looks baked.
Yep, he does.
He looks Listen, baked.
One more dog.
He puts the Jimmy hat on, the hot dog hat. There he is. Wow. I can't see the total. Oh, there are the totals.
The total is he has him down for 10 beers and right now 9 hot dogs.
There you go. Atta boy.
Says,
good job.
Anyway, so that's right at the point that he was escorted out by the finest there up there.
I love that. That's
all
awesome.
Right. That's a good feel good story. Here's another good feel good story. This was at a zoo, and they had one of those beautiful enclosures built for the bears where they can sort of replicate their natural habitat. And the habitat included water because bears like to swim. And they have the glass so you can see under the water when the bears swim. But what they didn't anticipate is this mama bear was being observed while. Some ducks wandered in, a mama duck and her ducklings.
Oh,
and
no.
While the good day to take the kids to the zoo.
Oh, no, no.
Because the bear eats the ducklings in front of a kid's birthday party.
Oh, there he goes.
There's one.
Oh.
And that bear was targeted on them. She went right in the water. She's gonna come. That's two. Can see him chewing. See her chewing. I'm sorry. And no attempt by the parents to get the kids away.
The circle of life. They got to learn about it sometime. Life isn't fair. Is that like a grizzly?
I think it
looks
is.
Looks like it might be a grizzly or a brown bear. I'm not
it's
sure.
It's a female grizzly, I believe.
Or perhaps
there goes
could be.
There goes the third duckling.
Oh, like right up at the glass.
Yes.
Oh, that's so nasty.
Not nice.
Oh, look at that. Not pulling the children away.
No.
New York Post, thank you very much.
Yes,
we appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my God. That is, you're absolutely right, though. Move the children away.
Get them
probably
away
not the
from
best
that.
Thing for them to see with that.
Mike, I was so disappointed in that. I only watched it 10 times this morning.
That is a pretty amazing little video. And, you know, those bears, I love a good bear. I love a good bear story. I love a good bear video.
Fantastic. I like bears. Yeah, we have them. Mm-hmm. You don't have any in Florida, do you?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah,
but not like, in your neighborhood, right?
But where I play golf. They probably had three or four sightings this year down there. Black bears down in the Everglades.
Yeah,
absolutely.
We've 100%. Got them around here. They always show up on battlefield, and then there's.
Let me tell you. Let me tell you about Florida, Rob Spiewak.
Okay.
We got everything down here. All right.
Okay.
We got pumas.
Pumas?
Known as, they're cougars.
Are they in the crevices?
Panthers. They have those. What's that?
Are the pumas in the crevices?
They have cougars. What they're called the Florida Panther, which is a mountain lion, essentially.
Right. I think I saw some cougars when we went out to that Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, they were there. They were sitting at the bar just waiting to see what came by. We've got, the very, very invasive Burmese pythons.
Yes. That
there was a 12-footer that they recovered, which is about these things get to be so huge, and they now have entered the burbs. They're finding these things in wooded areas near many housing developments now because they are so prolific down here, and that's why they have hunts. They have scheduled hunts where these crackers go out and try to kill these snakes. It's amazing. We got all the griblies down here. We got lots of stuff.
And a great government.
Absolutely. 100%. Absolutely. Yep.
How amazing is it that after all these years, Cher is still pertinent? I love Cher.
Well, I'm not sure if you would ask me if I thought she was, that I would answer in the affirmative. I'm not sure whether
She had a top charting Christmas album this year, remember?
Okay. I didn't know that. And I still am a fan. I still think she's got a great presence. She's a great talk show guest.
Yeah. Right? Speaking of which, she was on a talk show this week and was asked why she dates younger men.
I mean, I'm really shy when I'm not working and kind of shy around men. And the reason I got with young men is because men my age or older, well, now they're all dead, but before, they just never, they were always terrified to approach me.
Ah.
And younger men were the only ones that...
They're bold.
Yeah, raised by women like me.
Although I don't think Greg Allman was all that young, was he?
When we had our moment with Cher on the old Don and Mike show, and it was a funny moment because
it was August of 1989. I remember it because I had really, just gone to school.
That,
yeah,
that would have been the Richie Sambora
time. Yeah, I think you're
I
right.
Think, mm-hmm. When yeah. she was dating Richie Sambora, she also dated the late Greg Allman.
Yes,
she was with him for a long time, and then I think later in life, as she's gotten older, she's dated less famous individuals. Would
yeah.
that be accurate?
Yeah, I think
but
so.
But young. But
yeah.
a lot of very young men.
And like Liz Taylor were, and Larry Furtensky. Another younger
slightly
man.
Younger, but yeah. But a no-name, you know, which
exactly.
is kind of a good thing for her, I suppose. But I always thought she was a fascinating person.
I
an
agree.
Amazing celebrity, really. One of the
yeah,
more
you know,
amazing.
Movie star.
She brings it. She
yeah.
brings it. Much like we had Shaquille O'Neal on the show today,
mm-hmm.
as far as discussing him. They bring it. They have that magnetism. No matter what they do or say, there's always something there, which
I
admire.
A million years ago, and I wish I knew the comic that did it, but there was a stand-up comic talking about Cher's romantic history. And he said, what about Greg Allman? And then he did a horrible Cher impression and said, I didn't know he was a heroin addict.
Yeah, he had some issues.
He yeah, he did. Yeah, all right, Mike, you've taken some trips. You've done some traveling. I've done some traveling, but you've never been to Africa on a safari, have you?
And Mrs. O'Mara has expressed a desire to do that. I haven't the slightest inclination to do
it.
It's
going to be hot.
I just don't. I don't want. Well, I mean, not just the heat. I just don't like the amount of time that would be going into a trip like that. I just don't.
It's I've heard a lot of people say it's remarkable, and they take those
too.
Tours in those Jeeps that are like retrofitted with bamboo, so they like kind of blend in.
Had dinner with someone this past, I think it was January or February, where they were talking about just getting back from doing one, and said it's the most amazing. You'll hear a lot of people say it is the trip of a lifetime because you see stuff you would not even
yeah.
imagine. And
well,
I
this was
that.
A trip of a lifetime because they were driving around on the safari in their bamboo covered
oh, no.
Jeep.
I saw it. I know what you're going to play.
And
I think I know what you're going to play.
Two lions.
Oh,
and
God.
They're on. No, Mike. Nobody was injured. As a matter of fact, life was created. Two lions mounted the vehicle and went at it. So if you
and
ever
by
wanted,
the way, yeah. when you see this,
yes,
one of the lions is what I would imagine Mrs. Spiewak might be like.
Stop yeah, it! That's not okay.
Now, there he is, kind of going to town. Now, in a moment, this is how Carrie reacts to Rob in many cases. You'll see it right here. There you go.
You're not okay with that joke.
There you go.
But for those of you who are just enjoying the audio of the lions going at it.
The lion's lying down.
Yeah.
There you go. Falling asleep.
That's it.
Very quick, right? Very, very, over almost as soon as it started, too, right?
Yeah, I believe so. And you
and
know
the
what?
People just
sometimes,
sit the lions.
Sometimes that's what the lady likes.
That's that. Wow.
Okay.
Wonderful lions. That's good stuff.
They are
right
great.
There.
Mike, you are not treating your toothbrush right. You're lazy, and you're going to kill yourself, and this dentist will tell you why.
I'm going to give you one mind-blowing health tip that not only can have a profound impact on your health, it only takes 30 seconds each night, and I can almost guarantee you're not doing it. You see my little friend here? Every single night, you should be washing your toothbrush bristles with soap and water. Not only can this greatly impact the amount of bacteria and plaque buildup in your mouth, now studies are showing the bacteria in your mouth may be linked to your cardiovascular health, including the development of heart failure and atrial fibrillation. And once a week, soak this sucker in hydrogen peroxide or antibacterial mouthwash. Finally, if you get strep throat after 12 to 24 hours, throw this thing away.
You know, I get it, and I think it's valued advice. It's
yeah.
valid advice is what I wanted to say. But, you know, not really comfy, you know, with the guy, you know, the bodybuilder being the dentist.
Yeah, I was going to say,
I mean?
I don't think he's a real dentist? I don't.
I want my dentist to be doughy and soft. That's Thank how I you. Want my dentist to. I just don't like the guy that's like, hey, look at my muscles, you know?
I agree.
But I might do it. I think what he says has value.
I might do the mouthwash thing. I'm not getting soap and water. Make your toothbrush taste funny, huh?
No, I think if you rinse it enough, it would be fine.
Who has time to rinse?
Well, then fine. I know. Who has time to soak?
Mike, chicken is getting more and more of an expensive meat, and it's very much in demand. And let's close with this. There are new rules at Chipotle that the employees have to observe.
The restaurant chain Chipotle reportedly told employees last week they could not have chicken for their own meals because of high customer demand. Also, due to high customer demand, employees can't have the bathroom key.
So think about that, why don't you?
Right, right.
That's all I got for you today.
Arby's, now with rectums. Anyway, that's...
They have the meats.
They have... I wonder if Jon Stewart has brought that back, the Arby's sponsorship for The Daily Show. If he hasn't, I hope he does that.
Yeah,
hey,
I like it.
What a great week. Great week of shows. Tomorrow, we reveal on the bonus show that you can get whenever you want at MikeOMaraShow.com. We will reveal the identity of the Great and Powerful Oz. And probably go back to calling him the Great and Powerful Oz again. That's the way we're going to do it.
Oz, you looking forward? Gapo.
Gapo. Yes. Great and Powerful Oz. Oz, you looking forward to it?
Looking forward to it.
It's going to be great tomorrow. We're going to do that tomorrow.
The exciting thing about tomorrow is you'll also find out we've done nothing to alter his voice all this time.
It's the way he sounds in real life. For Rob Spiewak, the Great and Powerful Oz, this is Mike O'Mara saying, have a great weekend. And if you're a bonus show subscriber, which you should be, you will know the identity of Oz tomorrow. And then I want radio silence over the weekend. The only way to find out is by listening to the bonus show.
Right.
Anyway.
No, yeah, do Adam.
It's out there for everybody. For Rob and everybody, Mike O'Mara saying, so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You jack with me and you'll be gone before you know it.
So what do I want me to do, drop my pants and fire a rocket?
What do I do?